Brazil's president says he will stop deforestation of the Amazon by 2030. In the first 6 months in office, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been making good on that pledge. But to reach the goal, Lula says he needs help from his neighbors who share the massive rainforest. He also needs money from rich countries. Tomorrow, Lula hosts what he has billed as the Amazon Summit to rally support for his conservation push. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
In one of his regular YouTube chats with the president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said leaders of the Amazon countries must have a unified preservation plan to present to the world.
Nós queremos é dizer ao mundo o que que nós queremos fazer com a nossa floresta e dizer o que que o mundo tem que fazer para ajudar.
We need to tell the world what we want to do with our forests and how they have to help, he said. Lula wants to take that plan to the annual UN Climate Conference in Dubai later this year. The eight leaders of countries with territory in the massive Amazon are expected to attend the summit in northern Brazil. Senior officials from the U.S., France, Democratic Republic of Congo, Congo, and Indonesia have also been invited.
Vamos ter de exigir juntos que os países ricos.
Together, we will have to demand that the rich countries fulfill their commitments, Lula said at a recent gathering with fellow leftists, Colombian President Gustavo Petro. Lula says despite pledging billions of dollars for Amazon protection, the rich have yet to pay up.
Afinal, foram eles que emitiu historicamente.
After all, historically, they are the ones who have emitted the most greenhouse gases, he added. President Biden pledged $500 million to the Amazon Fund, an international pool of money for preservation projects, but Congress has yet to approve the money. Mario Sergio Neri is a federal police supervisor in the key Amazon state of Pará. He says money is key to combating a growing network of well-resourced criminals who work across borders.
Precisa dessa cooperação internacional, porque se o meio ambiente cair um problema aqui, ela vai.
We need this international cooperation because if there is a problem in one place, it will be felt in another, not just here in Brazil, he says. Both Venezuela and Bolivia have seen massive rainforest destruction in recent years. In Brazil, though, Lula has chalked up some wins since beating his far-right rival, Jair Bolsonaro, who oversaw record deforestation. Since the beginning of the year, forest loss has dropped by a third. Thousands of illegal miners have been run off indigenous lands, and Brazil is set to host the UN Climate Conference in 2025. However, Lula is struggling with a pro-agribusiness Congress, wary of his environmental agenda, while also trying to manage the demands of environmentalists and indigenous leaders for quicker and tougher protections. Alessandra Corap is an indigenous leader with the Mundukuru people in Pará State. She says she wasn't invited to the Amazon summit, but is going anyway to give the president a message.
Respeitar os direitos dos povos, ter a consulta com os povos indígenas.
They must respect our rights, consult with us, and develop public policy to help indigenous people, she says. With all the pressures at home, Lula should get a much-needed international win from the summit, says Brian Winter of the Council of the Americas. Lula has angered many in the West with his refusal to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine and his warm relations with Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
This is an opportunity for Lula to say, look, this is a complicated problem. I need your help. We need to be talking to each other for the good of the planet.
Colombian President Petro, who backs Lula and has also pledged zero deforestation in his country, says the fate of the world depends on it. We used to think that the way to progress was the destruction of trees, he said. Today, though, that is nothing more than the destruction of life. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.